Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with local powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs have turned their dreams into reality. They work hard, outshine, and they mean business. These women reveal and share their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and today we are talking about career and relationships, but fine-tuning it just a little bit more, we're talking about marketing and restaurants, two of my favorite things. My guest has over 13 years of experience in sales and marketing. Additionally, she has over 10 years experience in the hospitality and customer service industry. She understands quite well the needs of the client are the most important aspect in the business. She recently purchased a digital marketing franchise called Sprout Digital Network, which is currently in 11 restaurants throughout Plymouth, Kingston, and Marshfield. Rachel Glasser, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
I am thrilled to have you here today. I can't wait to talk about all this marketing and digital. But before we even get started, it's Mother's Day. And I just want to give a shout out to all the moms out there. And oh my God, you are the youngest of 13 children.
I'm the baby.
I can't even imagine having 12 sisters and brothers.
It's crazy, but fun.
Oh my God. Yeah. Now, did you grow up on Nantucket? Because you lived there for several years.
Yes. So we are, my whole family are natives, and going back to my mother. So okay. She grew up there and raised almost all of her children there. But since I was the youngest, she was considered a high-risk pregnancy, and they flew her to Hyannis.
Oh.
And so I was robbed of being able to say I'm a native.
Oh, that's so cute. Oh,
but I spent a lot of my time growing up
there. So out of all those pregnancies, all of a sudden, she had a high-risk one with you.
Yeah.
Wow. So is all your family, are they all spread out now?
All over the place.
Yeah.
All over the country.
Okay. All right. Now, when you lived there, so you were born in Hyannis, but then you went back to Nantucket. While you were there, as you got older, you got involved in the hospitality business and you worked at the Jared Coffin House. What is the Jared Coffin House?
So the Jared Coffin House is actually one of the oldest, most historical hotels, and it houses a couple of restaurants as well on Nantucket, right on downtown Main Street. So it was a great experience. I started basically right out of high school, working summers and learning the hospitality business.
Mm.
And it was the perfect place to learn on Nantucket. I mean, there's just restaurants every 2 feet.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I've never been.
I can't believe
it. I know. That. I've been to the Vineyard. Nantucket, like, it makes an extra effort.
Not
because it's a little, it's a little further.
They're
isn't
totally
it?
Different. It's a little bit further, but they're completely different, and you have to go.
All
it's
right.
really right over there. It's not that far.
I know, but I feel like the Vineyard is kind of the one that everybody tends to go to first.
I think maybe just because the presidents go there.
Yeah, I don't know what it is either.
Nantucket's special. You should go.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, now, back in when you were living there, was actually before 2000. So like right in the late 90s, and then you left there in 2000, is that right?
Yes, when my son turned 5.
Okay. And, I just completely lost my train of thought. Oh my God. See, I've only had 2 cups of coffee this morning.
Oh boy.
I missed that 3rd cup already. but you were there, you were in the hospitality business. What brought you off of Nantucket?
Again, when my son turned 5, I decided it was best to enroll him in a school system where I thought we would be spending a lot of time, and I didn't want to put him in the schools in Nantucket and then move him off later. So I just decided that before I even put him in school, we were going to move.
Well, and we were talking about the population, and I was asking you, like, what was the population back then? And you were like, about 6,000. I looked it up because, of course, I wanted to know the exact numbers. It was 6,392.
Which is small.
Yeah, and then today there's 10,399 population. Mm-hmm. So it was small, and you just felt like, you know, you wanted to give him and provide him more.
More. I just wanted to culture him more. I wanted him to, if he wanted to try skiing or snowboarding with friends, I wanted him to be able to get into a car and go.
Mm.
And Nantucket is absolutely beautiful and has a ton of history.
But it's an island.
It's an island. So you know, here's the beach and here's the other beach and,
yeah,
you know, one little school. And it was just a decision I made.
Yeah. Well, it was a great decision. And then it led you to Merry Maids.
It did.
And tell me about your experience with Merry Maids, because when you first joined their team, you were cleaning.
I did. I went there for mother's hours because, yes, I needed to be home when my son got off of the school bus. I was a single mom. So I went there and took the cleaning position and was not very efficient as a cleaner. So
you just didn't enjoy it. You weren't.
It's kind of immediate
gratification.
I didn't really enjoy it at the time. I also was very slow, which was not good for their business model.
Mm.
So within a couple of months, they actually promoted me to a sales and marketing position, which was great.
So you're too slow. You're really just not cutting it here, but let's give you a promotion.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it really didn't happen like that. They actually saw in you that you had all this great hospitality and customer service background.
Right. And lots of customer feedback. I mean, every single person that I was in their home cleaning would call with just amazing comments about, you know, how much they liked me. And so they saw that people trusted me and liked me, which is key when you're in sales, is people do business with people they know, like, and trust.
Yes.
So they immediately thought, why don't we offer her the sales position when it opened up?
Mm. So the sales position was sales and marketing.
Yes.
Okay. And then you within a 2-year period, so you were at Merry Maids for how long?
8 years.
So within a 2-year period, here you are after a month or two of cleaning, they gave you that promotion, put you in sales and marketing. 2 years later, you're assisting and coaching all the reps in New England.
Yes. So Merry Maids is a Fortune 500 company. And so the training that they offered me, I had no experience in sales and marketing besides what I learned in the hotel restaurant business.
Mm-hmm. Which is a lot.
It was a lot. And it was an amazing base to build upon.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I had a great base under me. And then with the training that they offered, I just took off. And, you know, it was like a sponge. I just absorbed everything.
Mm.
And I love learning new things and I love change. So I did. I ended up running conference calls and mentoring reps all across New England within a couple of years. I think because I had a fresh energy and I was really excited to be learning something new.
Yeah.
So I just was successful at it.
Mm. And I love that you just said you love change.
I do.
Because a lot of people
are scared. I know.
They sort of freak at the idea of changing anything.
I embrace it. Mm. I believe that it's inevitable. There are things we can control and things we can't.
Yeah.
And everything changes.
Yeah.
So I feel like when you're scared and you resist it is when you get stuck.
Mm.
So I embrace it and I'm not afraid at all of change.
Wow. Yeah. I love it. And in your business now, which we're going to talk about, it's always changing.
Every day is different.
Yeah.
Every experience is different.
Okay, now after Merry Maids, so you were there for quite some time, and you had an opportunity to work with the people at Age in Place. What is Age in Place? And we're giving the listeners right now a little bit of a detailed bio, because you have all this amazing experience with the sales and marketing and the customer service.
Right. So Age in Place, I fell in love with that job. I wish I could have done it longer. Just circumstances didn't allow me to. But when I was there, it's basically a construction company that decided to focus on retrofitting homes inside and out for people to be able to stay home and be safe instead of moving to assisted living or a nursing home.
Okay.
Because people thrive when they can stay home. And so it was just amazing work that they were doing. And I was able to help brand them and spread the word and help all of these amazing people and change their lives and able to stay home in their homes and be safe. And the caregivers were actually safer taking care of them once we, you know, put in a roll-in shower as opposed to a tub where they would have to step over and it would be a slip and fall dangerous situation or a ramp to get in and out of the house where they wouldn't necessarily be able to get in and out of the house anymore without it.
Yeah.
So it was extremely rewarding work. I absolutely loved it.
Well, and I want to now talk about the common thread that is in, you know, all of these positions that you've held. And I love your answer. You basically said, I really love helping people. And that's what you're doing in all of these jobs, in the hospitality business, and, you know, with the Merry Maids business, Fortune 500, you know, all of these great places that you've worked, the common thread is you love helping people. And I love what you said about coming on board with Sprout. You get to help more people.
I do. I'm so excited.
I know. Okay. Well, we are going to have to go to break. So I hope you'll stay with us. My guest is Rachel Glasser, and you can find her at SproutDigitalNetwork.com. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Looking for a new and affordable way to promote your business? Let Sprout Digital Network create an eye-catching 30-second commercial starring your business, playing all day long on high-def TVs placed inside popular local restaurants, including Mamma Mia's, Sushi Joy, and Lobster Hut. Reach 100,000 people per month. Spots are filling up fast, so contact Rachel now to lock out your competition. Go to SproutDigitalNetwork.com for more info. That's Sprout DigitalNetwork.com. We make you look good.
Coaching to Fulfill Dreams is here to support you, challenge you, and to help you find the inner confidence to make tough decisions and work through any uneasy decision in your personal or professional life. Coaching to Fulfill Dreams offers you the opportunity to take ownership of your decisions that will move you closer to living the life you've always imagined. Stop asking what if and start asking what's next. Take action today. Contact Lauren at CoachingToFulfillDreams.com.
Did you know you could choose your energy supplier? Hi, I'm Roxanne with a green renewable energy company. Have you noticed that your electricity bill has gone up over the last couple of months? Well, I have a solution. Since your utility company lets you choose your electricity supplier, exercise your right to choose. You can choose clean, green energy and save money with a cost-efficient 3-year fixed rate. I can show you how. Contact me at facebook.com/livingitupgreen.
Welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Rachel Glasser, and you can find her information at SproutDigitalNetwork.com for more information. What I want to ask you now is, did you have any doubts about this opportunity, and what really was the scariest part about, you know, taking over this franchise?
So I think we all have that little voice that in the back of our mind that, you know, especially as women, sometimes makes us doubt if we can do something or not. But I tend to listen to my heart over that voice. Yeah. And my heart voice is a lot stronger. And my heart told me that I was meant to do this. The scariest part about this, going into this purchase, was that, you know, 6 months ago, I lost my husband to cancer. Mm. And so, you know, to make this decision when you're, you know, with somebody on a journey for so long, and then to make a decision, a big decision like this by yourself for the first time,
yes,
was the scariest part. But I am not scared. I'm excited. Like I said, I'm not scared of change. Change is amazing. And this is a new journey for me.
Change is when we grow.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. So I'm not scared.
And it's a new journey for you.
It is. It's my journey now.
And your husband's name was Eric.
Eric. Yeah.
And how did he feel before he passed?
He was so excited for me to do this. We were talking with Allison Nuovo, who I'm purchasing the company from. And
I love her name, Allison Lux Nuovo.
Allison Lux Nuovo. She's amazing. And she came to me, I'm so honored that she did, and said that I was really the only person she could think of to take this over from her. Mm. And, you know, she was really patient with me once Eric got sick. But he was so excited for me to do this. I mean, just super excited. I know he still is.
Yeah.
And that he's with me on my journey. But I can't tell you how excited I am. It's really new and fun and exciting. I can't wait to meet all the new people that I'm going to be able to help.
Well, and this is what you were telling me when we met before the show. You were talking about how, you know, your love for helping people. You know, you say things like deep rooted place from your heart and love helping people grow, and you care very deeply about what you're doing. And now you get to help a lot more people rather than one business.
Right. And that's why I'm so excited, because I've always worked for somebody else and been passionate about growing that company and providing the service to helping the people that particular service could help. But by doing Sprout, I can help multiple companies, and, you know, especially small you know, locally owned companies is my passion, to help them, you know, brand themselves and grow on Sprout Digital Network is just so excited to me. And it is, it comes right from my heart. It just, and I wear my heart on my sleeve, so.
I do too. I do too.
My facial expressions give everything away.
Yeah, and you're so lovely and you're so strong.
Thank you.
You're very strong. But I, you know, so why do you think that all this customer service comes so naturally to you?
It's all I've ever known.
Yeah.
It's just from the day one in the hospitality business on Nantucket, it's so competitive down there with all the different restaurants and hotels that if you don't give above and beyond superb customer service and make someone feel special, they're going to go somewhere else.
Yeah, and really, I think, you know, customer service is really all about valuing the customer.
Right.
They, you know, letting them know that they are valuable, that you cherish the relationship that you have with them.
Absolutely.
And I think that that's why, you know, it comes so naturally to you. You've been in it for so long, and now you've added all the sales and marketing to it. So you've got the customer service base with all the sales. I'm just excited for you.
Thank you.
Now, you know, the new journey is Sprout Digital Network. It's a franchise.
Yes.
But the franchise, there's no other...
I'm the only one in Massachusetts.
Yes, but the actual digital network is the franchise, and yours is named Sprout Digital Network.
Correct.
Okay, so there's not Sprouts everywhere else.
No.
They all sort of name them their own thing.
Yes.
Right?
Correct.
Okay. And, you know, you have how many locations? There are 11 locations that you have. Tell me about the TVs.
So we have 32 and 42-inch HD TVs in local restaurants. And right now we're in 11 restaurants in Plymouth, Kingston, and Marshfield.
Okay.
And they are strategically located in areas where there's a lot of traffic.
Mm-hmm.
So
people standing in line.
Yes. Waiting, or the bar area, or the takeout area where people are waiting. And then, you know, a few of the restaurants have them in the main dining area as well. But it's just a huge potential to reach 100,000 people a month.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah, because we're all standing there waiting at the takeout line or the bar or the wherever that area is. And you know, it's our eyes automatically go to the TVs.
That's right.
And what I love about there's no volume.
Right.
So it's just the opposite with the radio.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing to look at.
Right.
So I really feel, and I don't know if I've said this on air before, but, you know, my heart is with radio because this is where I've started. I feel like you really have to use your imagination.
You
because
do.
Because you're not, it's not handed to you.
Right.
You're not seeing it. I feel the same way about the TVs because you actually have to use your brain, right? Because no one's feeding it to you. You have to read the information that's on the screen.
Right. There's an actual psychology behind how digital and visual advertising works.
Mm-hmm.
Briefly, I mean, it's all about your brain, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're all bombarded with so much information every day, whether it's, you know, on the radio or on the TV.
And logos and brand
internet,
yeah.
Everything. It's all thrown at you. So your brain will just get rid of anything that it doesn't think it's important because there's just too much for the brain to remember.
Yeah.
So a lot of things just get dumped immediately because the brain says it's not important.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about the digital TVs is that the ads run every 10 minutes. So if you're sitting there having lunch, you're there for about an hour.
Mm-hmm.
You know, chances are you're going to see the ad a few times. So what the brain does is it actually only processes in short-term memory.
Mm.
So if it sees these ads more than one time, it's going to think it's important and it's going to remember the ad.
Mm.
It might store it to long-term memory, but in turn, it will process it in short-term memory, pull it back out when it's time to actually say, I needed to make a purchase and I remember seeing this ad.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go to their website or give them a call.
Mm.
It works.
I know.
It's great.
I know. Yeah. I think it's amazing. And the TVs, can we list all of the restaurants?
Sure.
Because they're in Al's Restaurant in Plymouth, Brant Rock Hop. I've never been there.
It's a really fun breakfast place.
They're at Cancun, which is at Exit 9, Cornerstone Cafe, which is in Plymouth, Finna's Tavern in Kingston, Kiskity Coffee in Plymouth, Lobster Hut in Plymouth, Mamma Mia's in the Marshfield location, the Blackberry Pub in Plymouth, Sushi Joy in Plymouth, which is Colony Place, so that's really cool. And then Venus 2, which is in Marshfield.
In Brant Rock, right.
So these are all really cool locations, really great locations. The coffee shop, you're standing in line waiting for your coffee. The Lobster Hut, you're waiting for, you know, you're sort of in line waiting to place your order. These are really great locations.
And they're all family businesses, families go there. So these are people who, you know, are having life events that when they need services, they're going to remember what they see and they're going to give people a call.
Mm. Now, what do you think is the biggest strength of the digital marketing? Is it going back to the brain where it really is all about that?
It's about
visual
recall. So, you know, it's top of mind awareness is the type of, you know, advertising. Your brand is your business.
Mm.
So if you aren't getting your brand out there, people aren't going to remember it. And my best example of this is when I was at Mary Maids.
Mm.
They branded themselves so well, and there were so many other maid companies. But people would always call Mary Maids, no matter what company they saw, no matter what name they saw. They would always think Mary Maids, and they would always call Mary Maids. And when I would show up on a sales call, they would have a coupon from another maid company. It wasn't Mary Maids at all that they meant to call.
Oh, my God. That's
hilarious.
But
because Mary Maids branded themselves so well, people's brains immediately thought about Mary Maids. And that's how this digital advertising works for people.
Oh,
it actually trains the brain. And I tell people that they're buying brain space, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Mind space is what I call it.
Mind space.
We're helping people buy mind space.
Oh my God. That's really kind of cool.
It is
very cool.
It's really fun.
It's very cool. All right. Well, we're going to have to go to a quick break. I just want to remind you that you can find all of the Powerful Women at powerfulwomenrevealed.com and also Powerful Women Revealed on YouTube. I hope you'll stay with us. My guest is Rachel Glasser, and you can find her at sproutdigitalnetwork.com. I hope you'll stay with us. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and you're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Looking to create residual income and have more free time? On a mission to inspire healthy living, try Juice Plus. It's been around for decades and is not a juice or a vitamin. It's capsules or chewables that adults and children love. Juice Plus helps bridge the gap between what we do eat and what we should eat. Juice Plus nutritional products are pesticide and herbicide free, non-GMO, vegan, and gluten free. Contact Dawn Spalladoro, a registered nurse and independent representative for Juice Plus at dawnrn.juiceplus.com today.
Dancing is the perfect combination of physical activity, social interaction, and mental stimulation. You don't have to be a professional dancer to look like one. Let Fred Astaire Dance Studio show you how to move with agility and grace. Maybe you dreamed of being a dancer as a child. It's never too late to learn the self-confidence of dance. Reignite that fire with your significant other and start dance lessons today. Or give the gift of dance with a gift certificate. Visit fredastaire.com or visit them in Plymouth today.
Love jewelry for free? Do you have a passion for helping others and appreciate earning an income at the same time? I'm Amy Reese Levitt, independent representative for Silpata Designs Sterling Silver Jewelry. Our pieces are handcrafted, nickel-free, and our message is simple. Give women sterling silver jewelry that they love, get it for free, or provide a platform to build the business of their dreams. Whether you're looking to find that special piece that makes your heart sing, or you want to earn it for free, contact me at facebook.com/sterlingamy.
Welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Rachel Glasser, and you can find her at sproutdigitalnetwork.com. And so, you know, we're really talking about the meat of digital marketing. You know, why is it so important versus traditional paper advertising?
So, you know, we have five senses, and, you know, one of them is sight. So the visual sense is a very strong sense. So digital falls right into that. And what the digital marketing does is it creates awareness, which creates consideration and then intention and purchase.
Oh.
So some of that's in our control and some of it isn't. So intention and purchase, you really have no control over if somebody's going to decide to use you or not. What you do have control over is how you're going to get them to do that. Mm. Which is awareness and consideration.
And so, consideration. Oh, I right. love these words.
So digital ads actually enhance any other type of marketing that people are doing.
Ah.
Because it gets them further down that line toward intention and purchase.
Well, and I kind of feel like all areas are important.
They are. I'm not saying one's more important than the other.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is digital is so effective
yes.
that it actually makes all your other marketing efforts more effective themselves.
Yes.
Okay.
And I believe that for the paper and the radio right. and the social media.
Yes.
It's all of those concepts. And when you're out there with your brand mm-hmm. and your logo, like the Merry Maids.
Right.
You know, it really does solidify.
It does.
That's what it's doing,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. It's just training people's brains to remembering your brand.
Yes.
Even if they're thinking of somebody else's or looking at somebody else's, their brain is telling them to call you.
Yes. And that's, it's almost even more important for the smaller businesses.
Right.
Because we're competing against all these other people that mm-hmm. have tons of marketing money.
Right. And they're all know? Over the TV and all of that.
Yeah.
You know, regular TVs. So I always say, you know, it's all about recall. And digital video actually reaches 70% of the customers that say that if somebody asks them if they had seen a digital ad, 70% of them say, yes, I remember seeing that ad.
Oh.
And then 50% of those people say that they actually remember the specific ad itself, and then 20% of those people actually make a purchase from that company.
Ooh, I love these numbers.
I know. I mean, it's just amazing.
Those are really great numbers.
Right.
And I'm sure that that holds true for, like I said, the paper and the radio and the social media.
I'm not sure about the percentages, but this is what I know from digital.
This is definitely the percent. Well, now I'm going to have to go research the percentages for everything else.
I know, but it will boost the percentage of any other marketing. Like I said, it just enhances and it creates a more effective marketing campaign altogether when you include digital marketing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And let's talk about the actual commercials.
They're great.
They are amazing. I have one. I'm doing it with you.
Yeah.
It's amazing the graphics and what they can do with just, I mean, I barely lifted a finger.
Right. You shouldn't have to.
And we
make it so easy.
Well, that's the customer service part
right.
and the care, customer mm-hmm. care. And it's really affordable.
Yes, it is. It's $8 a day for yeah. a company to advertise. They're 30-second ads and they run every 10 minutes. And the TVs are on in these restaurants all day and all night.
And now is a really great time to do it.
Because everybody's getting out with the nice weather.
It's the summertime.
We've everyone's, been cooped up.
It's, yes.
Everyone's coming out.
Well, and more. I mean, you know, Plymouth downtown,
yes.
you know, there are more people because it's tourist season. Marshfield on the waterfront, Brant mm-hmm. Rock, you know, there are more people.
Right.
So now is a really great
this
time to.
This is the perfect time.
Mm.
And I always say to companies that I've worked for a lot of small companies, and I think a lot of companies make the mistake of when things are slow, they think they can't spend any money.
But it's the opposite.
It's detrimental.
Yes.
That is the time to advertise.
Yeah.
And the thing about Sprout is that it's affordable. It's $2.49 a month. It's $8 a day. And we make it easy. And we take care of all the graphic design. The companies can change their ad every month if they want, or every quarter, or seasonally, whatever they want. And I communicate with everybody, you know, every month before we update the TVs. And we do up the TVs. We update the TVs every month.
Okay. And I want to make reference to skiing. When the snow is abundant, you don't see a whole lot of commercials about the ski resorts. Right?
Yeah.
They're not, I'm thinking of, I'm blanking on the, well, because we're heading into summer. But when the snow, there's not a lot of snow, you see tons of advertising
right.
with the ski resorts
yeah.
because they have to, when it's down, that's when you have to promote.
It's true. It's true.
You have to follow that rule of thumb. Mm-hmm.
But it's branding. You know, your business is your brand. And so, you know, that's what digital marketing does, is it actually, it helps that top of mind awareness, buying people's mind space, remembering your brand.
Mm-hmm. Now, buying people's mind space, that's a little, it's a little weird.
It does sound weird, but there's a psychology to it all. There's a yes. psychology to all advertising. And it really is about training people's brains.
And so the commercials are running. So it's a 30-second commercial.
Right.
And they're running, you got like 20 or 30.
Right.
So it's like every 10 minutes, it's back up there again.
That's correct.
Now, what about those little teasers in between?
So we have, in between the commercials, we have trivia questions.
Yes.
So there'll be a really fun question that'll pop up, and then a couple of ads, and maybe the restaurant will promote a new special drink, and then there'll be the answer. So it actually keeps people engaged in watching the TV. If they turn away and they had just read that question, they're going to turn back. You know, because they don't want to miss the answer.
So that's right.
It just keeps people interactive and
we
and
all
it's
want
fun.
Closure.
Yeah.
I have to have closure.
I know.
So it's like when I don't get that, especially when you're listening to the radio and you know, they'll put out how many people or do this every day at 7 o'clock in the morning or whatever.
And then they'll break to commercial and you aren't going to turn it because you want to hear the answer.
And
I
now
know.
I'm like, now should I turn the radio on at home? I really got to go to work. I just want to know that answer.
It's true.
It is so true. Yeah. And so because they're running every 10 minutes, the restaurant is open.
Yes.
For 12 plus hours, right. 14, probably even longer, some restaurants.
Yeah.
And so they're constantly being run.
Always on.
And the average amount of time we spend in a restaurant is 1 to 2 hours.
I'd say.
So you're going to see those, especially if you're standing in that area.
Right.
Where it's positioned.
Correct.
So especially like the bar areas.
Yes.
Because you're going to keep seeing them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's such a great thing.
I know. I'm
you
excited.
Are, I know. You are so excited. You yeah. just took over the franchise. How long ago?
A couple of months ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're not quite ready to go to break yet. What do you think is, you know, so vital about the accountability and vulnerability when it comes to owning your own business? Because here you are. You've been promoting everyone else's businesses all along, and now this is yours. Your baby.
It is. It's my baby. I think, you know, any small business owner will tell you that it's different when it's yours. It's 24/7.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. and where, you know, you work for somebody else, sometimes you get your paycheck on Friday and you don't worry about anything until you wake up Monday morning and you have to go to work.
Mm, not you.
No.
Not you.
Not me.
No, in your previous jobs, you were taking calls on
right.
Saturdays and
yeah.
Sundays.
But that's just how I tick. And that's why I know I can do this.
Mm.
I know I can do this.
I'm so excited for you.
Thank you.
Mm. Now, do you have more intention to put more TVs down the road?
Yes. So I'll never fill a network with, I want everybody's ad to run at least every 10 minutes. So, as soon as I fill a network with about 30 advertisers, then I'll start building other networks in other areas.
Oh, okay.
Right. Because I have 3 counties of territory right here. We have Barnstable, Plymouth, and Norfolk County. So there'll be more and more networks, and I'm excited for that to happen too. I just... it'll take a little bit of time.
Yeah, no, well, you're rolling.
Yeah.
You're switching over the website. There's so many things that you're changing
right,
right now that you have to focus on.
So, it's exciting.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I hope you'll stay with us. We'll be right back for one more segment. My guest is Rachel Glasser, and you can find her at SproutDigitalNetwork.com. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and you're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
What is your biggest challenge in your business? Are you getting all of the word of mouth referrals that you would like? Membership at a BNI chapter provides a positive, supportive, and structured environment in which to exchange quality referrals for men and women in business. BNI is an income generator and passes hundreds of thousands of referral business every month. Find out how you can be a part of a local BNI chapter or start a new one by visiting BNIRI.com. Serving southeastern Massachusetts and Rhode Island. That's BNIRI.com.
Real estate prices and mortgage rates won't stay this low forever. Mortgage banker associations predict interest rates will rise to 5% by the end of 2015. Historically, South Shore properties have increasing value, which drives up the demand, and rent increases will outpace home value growth. According to Wall Street and Forbes, there are many reasons to purchase a property now. Learn more from local real estate expert Donna Fernandes of William Ravis at 508-245-0318.
Listing your property? Astounding Surrounding Staging is your South Shore Home Staging Company. We help you stand out from the rest.
On average, a home for sale using an accredited home staging company is on the market for 88% less time and sells for 17% more money. Get the most out of your home sale. Call Maureen Poole at 617-791-5278 or see what Astounding Surroundings can do for you at AstoundingSurroundingsStaging.com.
Welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Rachel Glasser, and you can find all the information about her at SproutDigitalNetwork.com. And so basically, let's sort of summarize. It's all of the 11 locations that you currently have with the restaurants in Plymouth, Kingston, and Marshfield.
Correct.
And they all have a digital screen TV that are running these constant 30-second ads for all the existing clients that you have.
Right.
Oh, so, well, your clients are actually the marketing, the people that are marketing, but your clients are also the restaurateurs.
Correct. So it's actually free for the restaurants to host the TV, and we install everything. And
I think that's amazing.
Yeah.
That you're it's free for them.
It's free for them, and they get 20% of the runtime for their own specials and, seasonal drinks or whatever they want to promote. And it's actually boosted their sales.
Mm.
You know, when you're sitting at a restaurant, you have your menu in front of you and you watch something go by that looks really good. And
yes.
You're kind of peeking over someone's shoulder to see what it is.
Yes.
It's just that's how it works for the restaurants. When they have a picture of, you know, their special or their lobster roll or whatever it is that's new for the month, it's going to entice someone to buy it.
Mm.
Just the power of suggestion.
Power of suggestion.
Drinks.
Is so strong.
Yep.
Yeah. So the visuals of the drinks or the desserts or coffee or,
right,
like you said, the lobster roll.
Yeah.
So that's going to get people to want to purchase more while,
correct,
they're there.
Right.
And really, why are you there? It's a restaurant.
Right.
You're spending time with your family. You know, you want to linger. You want to hang out, right?
So you might as well have dessert.
You might as well. Well, you really, that's what it's for.
Right.
It's a relation. You're there for with someone, which is a relationship.
Correct.
So you want to sort of elaborate on those relationships, right?
Right? Yes.
Now, so the commercials are themselves 30-second ads, and I love how they layer them.
Yeah.
So, and this is, how are they doing this so quickly?
We have a whole graphic design team that's on board, and they are just doing this all day for everyone, and they do a great job.
Because I barely gave you any information.
Right.
I think I gave you a rat card that had a photo on it. And then I gave you my website.
And a logo. And they put together a really cool interactive ad, which keeps people's eyes on the TV. And that's just what they do. That's what we do for Sprout Digital Network and the digital ads that we run. And we also link people's ads to our website.
Oh, yes.
We promote them on Facebook, Pinterest, LinkedIn, and Twitter.
I saw my ad on your Facebook page.
I know.
I was like, oh my God, so excited.
Yeah.
I was like right up there.
Yeah.
Now, so the links are very important.
Correct.
Because I'm doing that as well.
Right.
With my gals, with you.
Mm-hmm.
We're linking back to your website.
Right.
Because ultimately, if people want to find you,
That's
where they go. That's your landing page.
That's
where they can find everything.
Mm-hmm. And that's what these ads do is it's a direct line to your website. We always have people with websites all over their ads because that's what you want. You want people to go to your website.
Mm. And does Sprout have, I see Pinterest here.
Yes.
So you have a page for Sprout.
Yes.
On Pinterest.
Yep.
And LinkedIn as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, we'll have to talk about that.
Yeah, we will.
Because I don't have a power LinkedIn page yet.
I
just have my own LinkedIn page. But so you're really promoting them beyond the restaurants and the digital TVs that are there.
That's right.
And mm-hmm. That's you're just promoting everywhere that you possibly can.
As much. I mean, might as well. If you're doing it for someone, you might as well do it all the way.
And I love that you have categories.
Yeah.
So when I went to look... And what am I listed under? I'm listed under personal development.
Mm.
And I thought, now I didn't know I was going to be up there. And I thought, ooh, personal development. What's that? I want to know what that is. And I clicked it and I'm like, oh my God, it's me.
Yeah.
So that was really cool.
It's perfect for you.
It's, you know, the ad, I was really, really
just amazed.
Good.
Like, and I'm not picky. So, but you're willing to work with the people.
Absolutely.
And so you kind of give them, here it is, you know, what it's going to look like, you know, and then you tweak it according to what the customer wants.
It always goes to them for approval before we do anything with it. We like to make it easy. So we don't want to make it a burden or a lot of work for the business. We want to, you know, basically, if you have a website, you've already created your branding.
There you go. And that's where all the information is anyway.
We really work a lot by just continuing. We're just a continuation of your brand. Mm-hmm. And we're just, again, just, you know, buying people's mind space by you know, hammering that brand into their brain.
Yes.
So you don't really want it to be any different or much more different than what you've already done with some of your campaigns already. Mm-hmm.
And unless you're doing the specifics, like a special drink or a specialty thing. Now, is the actual ad going to run for a solid 30 seconds and then the next ad is a solid 30 seconds and then you have that trivia in between?
Yes. Right.
That's kind of how it goes.
Yes.
Okay.
And then the restaurant will have, you know, a picture of one of their drinks, and then it'll continue on like that.
Okay. So the restaurant is kind of
It's all mixed in. It's all...
Oh, the restaurant itself. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we don't have very much time left.
Okay.
I want to ask you, who inspires you?
So I'm a single mom, and I have been pretty much for almost 20 years. And so my son's 20 now, and he's my inspiration now that it's Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. He is truly my inspiration because I think he taught me my inner strength. He taught me that I am strong and that I can do this. And, you know, as well as Eric, you know, he was an inspiration to me. I mean, I had my journey with my son that taught me my inner strength, and my journey through cancer with Eric taught me to just keep on smiling and never give up.
Oh, my God. You are so strong.
Thank you.
And this was so recent.
Yes.
And you really, months. You're so, but you knew he had cancer when you met.
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so he was in remission at the time.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
but it was my privilege and my honor to be on that journey with him. And, you know, he fills my heart. So it's hard to say I'm sad when my heart is so full with him. And I know he's here with me on this journey. And this is my turn now.
Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, you know, I'm like lost for words because when I first met you and you said that you had just lost him a few months ago, that was you're so strong, and I'm just amazed. And now you're just taking this whole new journey. Sprout Digital Network, everybody's got to check you out. They got to go there, check you out, sproutdigitalnetwork.com. We are out of time today.
Thank you so much for having
me. Oh, you're welcome.
And happy Mother's Day, everybody.
I know, happy Mother's Day. You know, the youngest of 13, that I still can't get over that. Holy cow. That's why you have one.
That's
right?
Why I have one.
That's why you have one child.
I stopped at one.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, we are out of time. I want to thank you so much for listening and recognizing all of these powerful women right along with me, such as Rachel. You can find her again at sproutdigitalnetwork.com. I'm also very blessed to have this platform to bring you all of these amazing women. To find all of the powerful gals, you can go to powerfulwomenrevealed.com and Powerful Women Revealed on YouTube. I hope you will tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week, and remember, knowledge is power.